Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Markets. Just for you, digital app earn rewards. Save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. Grant Williams said right after the game the other night that if the Celtics get three guys in the All-Star game, he will dye his hair pink. He did say that. Now, you had already finished your media availability, so I guess I wanted to be the responsible one and come to you and ask if you are willing to match that offer.
That's a good question. If a couple of those guys take some charges, you know, maybe we'll come up with different motivations. I think I had like a charge goal at college. I said I'd do something like put a line in my head or do something like that. Our team never met it, and so if you make those things off lofty and awfully high, and you know, you're in pretty good shape.
And literally just connecting the dots, the conversation you and I just had off the air, it hadn't occurred to me until now that because Mike Budenholzer coached the All-Star team last year, that whoever is in second at the end of the month, that coaching staff will coach the All-Star team. So I don't know if Grant was considering if that includes you as one of the three.
Oh, we'll hold
and
you to
the
it.
Whole staff. That's my point. So just, you know, be aware of all of that.
And Grant's our team spokesman. So we'll keep putting him out there to sell for all of our guys in the votes.
You know what, when in Rome, I had a Grant thing for later, but I'll skip to it. And I did, actually did. I jotted this down. Watching him, and obviously he's just so much more comfortable because he's a natural 4 and 5. It's what he's done his whole life.
Right.
Where is he better as a basketball player than he was 3 months ago? We talk about players' improvement year to year, but I imagine there's probably nothing available in terms of a learning curve like your first few months in the NBA.
Yeah, well, the good news is the way he shot it in the first month and a half, he'll never get worse than that.
Well put.
it's impossible. So that's good. So that, you know, it's never start at the top of the mountain. You always want to start at the bottom. So
he could have hit some people in the front row with some of those shots. I mean, he could have gotten
worse. Could have been fined. Yeah. But now he's really shooting it well, and we thought that would come over time, and we weren't worried about it at all, obviously. And, you know, obviously our players were having fun with him. And there were probably some extra pressure as each miss collected one after another. But the area of most growth has been his individual defense. Mm. So he's always been really physical, able to guard the drive and chest the ball handler. And, you know, he's just so physical and strong. But being able to know when to help and then when to leave your help position to recover and be able to stop a good athlete who can both shoot and drive is really tough. He's gotten a lot better at that. The first time he really got scored on in isolation in the last couple weeks was the other day against the Bulls with Thaddeus Young on a couple of different possessions. But Thad will do that to you. And I thought that's where he's grown the most. That's why he's playing more minutes at the four than he was earlier in the year, because that was his biggest challenge. And fours aren't what they used to be. You know, it used to be that, you know, that traditional 4 or 5 spot in college translated well to the NBA, but this is a different deal with how skilled and fast fours are.
This is clearly a rabbit hole, so dangerous to approach it. But continuing in that discussion, when you are looking at college players, how much now is available information-wise? How much can you project, try to project, research a player's ability to learn?
We spend a lot of time talking to people around them, to them themselves. To first of all, there's a couple things, right? How are they from the standpoint of picking things up, and how quickly do they pick things up and apply them to their game? But way more than that, because all these guys are so talented, it's how willing are you? Like, how eager are you to learn, grow, get better, be willing to be coached by not only coaches, but, you know, take advice from the people that have been in the league that know what's coming. Like, Grant latched on in the preseason and was, you know, probably hung on every word that Hayward said. And, you know, when Kimba got back, probably hung on every word that he said, you know, and I think that those are Brad Wanamaker. So those are smart things to do, because those guys have been through so much. And, you know, all three of those guys, as well as our other guys that have been here that aren't quite as old, they don't really, you know, they're not really loud. So when they say something, it's probably worth listening.
Jason Tatum has missed five games in 3 years. Your predecessor, the coach of the Clippers, likes to say that his favorite ability of these NBA players' great abilities is availability.
Yep.
I knew the numbers would be staggering. I didn't realize just how crazy they are when you look at them and realize he's played 1,100 more minutes than anybody else over the last 3 years here. This has to be how much of this was, I don't want to say by design, but because of the stretch you're in right now, it was an easier call to sit him.
Because of the stretch we're in, we're on high alert for any small thing. And this is, you know, this is not, you know, it's easy for me to say small thing when you got a little bit of, you know, uneasy in your knee. But it's tendonitis. He's been managing it throughout the course of the year. Got hit the other night on the first play of the fourth quarter in that knee. So we're just being very cautious tonight. And, you know, he'll get reassessed tomorrow morning and determine where we go from there.
All right. Pistons are an elite three-point shooting team, and that's with Kennard out. They're still shooting it well. And it's funny because I think when you watch them play, at least some of that has to belong to the one guy that doesn't shoot a high percentage from three, because Derrick Rose is creating even at his age, after all the miles on him, and speaking of knee injuries, he is still creating so many opportunities for guys.
Yeah, the reason you're in the paint is Derrick Rose and Andre Drummond. Yeah. Otherwise, you'd be out at the three-point line guarding those guys tight and being there on every catch. I think all those guys are very capable shooters, but there's no question that it starts with Drummond and Rose and their ability to put pressure on the rim. When those guys put pressure on the rim, collapses the defense, opens up opportunities for all those guys that can shoot.
You and I started that. We had this conversation a little bit off the air the other day, sort of knowing what was coming or feeling what was coming with Alex Cora. We have our own separate but somewhat similar experiences with him over the last couple of years. In fact, both of our sons have met him, and the kindness that he just sort of, you know, comes off of him and towards our respective children, you are affected by somebody that way. And there is just, this is one of these stories and one of these things that it just makes you feel awful.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I think that based on the statements for the Red Sox and Alex, and I didn't listen to their press conference today, but it sounds like everybody knew that there was some consequence for the actions, you know, whether it was in Houston or whatever they're investigating now here. But the way that I look at him or anybody else would be, you know, knowing him and being around him and the energy that he raises when he gets to the room and how nice he's been to me and my family, my son Brady, and when we've gone over there for the first day of spring training the last couple years, the different interactions that I've had with him, I've really enjoyed him. And I think that, you know, he's I'm sure he's down. I'm sure that everybody over there is down. And, you know, I hope that he gets another opportunity, because he's got a great charismatic way about him. And again, I think he gets the best out of a room. I just think that those players clearly love being around him.
That's the head coach. Celtics and Pistons next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.